Hi, this is Michael Bozzi from Control Mouse Media. Welcome to the podcast, Marketing Without the Marketing. Today's topic is a frequent question or challenge to content marketing in general. The topic is the ROI of content marketing. Most people tend to think of marketing in the traditional 20th century way, and of course, what they want to do is measure the ROI of it. What is the return on investment? If I put X into this, I get Y. How do I measure it? I want to know that. And I would argue that that's tough to do even in traditional marketing, but for those who are new to this or not believers in content marketing, this comes up all the time. Well, can you tell me what the ROI is? If I spend this amount of money, can I be guaranteed such and such a return? So I get this question a lot. And to me, I got to be honest, it's a red flag. You know, to me, that says you're not a believer right from the outset, right? That you're measuring this new method against an old metric, right? In old style 20th century marketing, you know, yes, you measured awareness. Awareness is fairly easy to measure and to calculate. Even then, it's imperfect. But, I mean, you can now, even with Facebook, Twitter, you can get impressions or views or whatever. At least you can sort of see that. But how do you measure a relationship? Because that's what content marketing is, right? It's the very start of a relationship. It's a lot more than just awareness. Because the factor in there is trust. The thing in there is trust. In a traditional marketing campaign, you're not necessarily getting trust. You're just getting awareness. Hey, I said this thing about myself. Do you believe me? No. You have no reason to believe me because I'm not a disinterested third party. I'm talking about myself. Now, with content marketing, the goal is a little bit different. You're still trying to get awareness, but you do it with a sort of this generous mindset where it's, okay, I'm going to try to solve an issue for you. I'm going to try to provide some value to you. And I'm going to do that genuinely without an expectation of a return. So think about that. It's a very, very different goal from the outset. So if you're asking about the ROI of content marketing, this question, this says to me, you'll probably give up before you give it an honest chance, right? Content marketing takes a lot of time and a lot of persistence. It's about organic growth. It's going to be very, very different from that spike in awareness and then that quick decay. And all organic growth is slow, or at least at first, right? But when that growth is based on, you know, creating deeper relationships and it goes beyond just simple awareness, right? It's that first step towards a relationship. It's way more valuable than just simple awareness. So let's look at the difference between, you know, creating awareness and creating relationships then. Let's dig a little bit into the nuances of that, because awareness is important. Don't get me wrong. I need to know about your product or service if I have any hope of ever purchasing it, right? I mean, that's just the basics. But awareness alone doesn't move me down the funnel towards a purchase. In point of fact, what I'm going to do is I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to find out about you from others, right? And I'm going to do that, and I'm going to value that way more than I value what I hear from you about you. That stands to reason, right? You do that all the time as well. You want to know from someone else, from a reputable source, from a friend, a family member, someone that you respect, that they have some experience with that product or service and they vouch for it. That means everything, right? That's called advocacy marketing or word of mouth marketing. It's way more powerful than any other type of marketing, hands down. But really, look, I'm going to do some research and I'm only going to make a purchase if I think your product is good, and two, if I trust you, right? If I haven't gotten word of mouth from someone else that I trust. Now, there are only two ways to build up trust. One is to consistently deliver value, whether that's in your product or the things surrounding your product. I mean, that's what content marketing is. And the other way to get trust or to earn trust is to have someone else transfer that trust to you. That's what I was calling advocacy marketing, word of mouth, whatever. It's a key component of content marketing. If you're not activating that, then you've got a problem, right? I mean, that really is the goal, because organic growth is going to be insanely slow unless you start to get other people talking about your brand and starting to vouch for it or whatever. Then it will start to accelerate. But here's the thing. Your message is not going to travel at all without trust. And the other thing is that awareness alone won't do it for you, right? Just because someone is aware of it does not mean that they're going to start talking to their friends about it, right? That's logical. And besides, what else are you going to do? You're going to put up a billboard, put an ad in the yellow pages, right? Traditional channels are really, really hard on small players. And honestly, I don't understand why anyone would succumb to the sort of false scarcity of that when the digital world allows you to connect with anyone for free. And like I always say, it's not really free because it takes time, and time is not free, but you get what I'm talking about. But the possibility for connection is there. So don't start with the ROI question, right? Start instead with, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm going to have a genuine intent. And that intent is I'm going to provide value to my audience, and I'm going to do it without the expectation of anything in return. I'm going to do it because I genuinely want to help them. And it has to be given genuinely without expecting anything in return. It's just it's required. And what that does is it will plant the seed of trust, which will start to grow over time, right? Water the seed regularly with more great content that's valuable to your audience, and it'll grow under the warm sunlight of the recommendations given willingly by others. So don't talk about ROI, or at least don't start there. And I'll use an example that Gary Vaynerchuk talked about he talked about this in a little more colorful way, but he said, what's the ROI of a basketball? And he says, to me, it's zero. But to LeBron James, it's $1 billion. And that pretty much tells you that the question, starting with the question of what's the ROI of content marketing, is the wrong question to be asking. Okay, I think I'll leave it right there. I thank you, as always, for listening. I really appreciate the attention that you give. I know you're busy, but I really do hope that this has been helpful to you and that the podcast in general is helpful to you. As I always say, ask questions. I want to hear from you. It's the source of new podcasts. I would love to dive deeper into an issue for you or answer a question that I haven't already. Again, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.